Madam Chair, distinguished head and members of delegation, I join my colleagues in recognizing the contributions of my dear friend Bandana Rana, who has served in many capacities on the committee nationally and regionally on behalf of women. I currently have the honor of being co-chair with her of the working group on the general recommendation on gender stereotypes, which we will launch during this session with a half day of general discussion. Esteemed delegation, Nepal has been at the forefront in many areas of gender equality. It was the first country in the world, I believe, to legally recognize diverse gender identities and the second to recognize same-sex marriage, turning back decades of colonial imposition and discrimination. The strong resistance to changing the inequitable citizenship situation of Nepali women and gender diverse persons is therefore concerning. Although the constitutional provision prescribes multiple and intersecting discrimination by sex, this great disparity of rights suggests not only deep patriarchal ideologies, but also a mistrust of women, which intersects with the fear of the foreign other. Despite the recent amendments to the Constitution, many discriminatory provisions still cause immense hardship to women, girls, and their families. Article 11.2, 11.5, and 11.7 of the Nepali Constitution identifies three types of Nepali mothers, undermining their independent identity. One, Nepali mother with Nepali father. Second, Nepali mother with unidentified or untraceable father. And three, Nepali mother with foreign father. There is only one status for Nepali men in this regard, Nepali fathers. Additionally, while Article 11.6, men can immediately confer citizenship on foreign spouses, this was not the same for women until a 2023 amendment, which we understand is still not easily available in practice. Surprisingly, despite the recognition of same-sex unions and gender diversity, this is also not available for foreign-born spouses of LGBTI and gender diverse women and persons, and I would welcome any clarification on that. The impact of these laws are immense. Children must have Nepali mothers and fathers to get citizenship. Through the 2015 amendment, allows Nepali women to declare that the father is unidentified or untraceable, and then can access citizenship. If a father later declares, there are penalties for false declarations by women, ranging from 1 to 3 years imprisonment and fines of 100 to 300,000 rupees. This is not the case for Nepali men. Without citizenship, children eventually become stateless adults with no rights to basic services, education, health, etc., and the right to vote. And while the state party was able to issue more than 370,666 citizenship certificates between July 2023 and 24, there are an estimated 4.5 million Nepalis who lack citizenship certificates due to various reasons, including restrictive and discriminatory laws. Does the state party plan to address this gross violation of women's and girls' rights in the Nepali constitution by repealing Articles 11, 5, and 7 to allow Nepali women to transfer citizenship to their children and nationality to spouses on equal terms? Could you advise the committee on the extension of equal citizenship rights to children and spouses of women and persons in same-sex unions of diverse identities? We understand that approximately 25% of children under 5 lack birth registration documents. Many of these children's parents themselves, for example, the stateless refugees and migrants, also lack birth registration and citizenship documents. How can the state party access these children's access to rights to health, education, employment, social welfare, and services? And finally, are there any plans to ensure universal birth registration to all children born in the state party and to ratify the 1954 UN Convention on the Status of Stateless Persons and the 1961 Convention on the Reduction